you're over 30. You might be struggling to get off the couch and get moving, or you might be hitting the gym but unsure what to do. We get it. But you need motivation, and you need to know the steps to take on your journey to fitness and health. You're listening to the 30 Plus Men's Fitness Podcast with your host, Coach Treggs.
Interesting. Today I had a little bit of a rant on my personal profile, and I have had several people email me, Treggs, got any free programs coming up? Got any this? Got any that? Every time of year I get this. Cheap gyms, free programs. People have just literally abused themselves for a month without any regard to cost. And now they're looking for a cheap way to get fit and healthy in the new year. Don't be that person. Have some self-respect. Your health and fitness. I don't get it why people put health and fitness at the bottom of the pile. Like, what happens if you get ill? What happens if you get sick? What happens if your health is taken away from you? You are screwed, mate. And yet, people want to do a cheap deal on it. I said this in my, this is a true story, and I said it before Christmas. I had a guy come to me before Christmas, or actually message me, flapping because he'd been to the docs, and the docs had said to him, if you carry on the way you're going, you are a prime candidate for a stroke or a heart attack within the next 12 months. And he actually, I said, can I give you a call? And he said, I'm still digesting the news. I can't talk about it. I thought, wow, this guy is serious. Okay. This guy is serious, right? So I got this guy in, took a look at him, actually had a lot of stuff going on in his life. I was talking to him, like asking him questions, almost like a little bit of counseling as well. This was before Christmas. And he said, I'm so scared. I've got a 5-year-old son, you know, and I can relate. One of my sons is 5. I just want to see my kids grown up. I'm getting married soon and la, 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 you know, really laying it on. Anyway, took him through an assessment, told him what I could offer him. Appreciate his Christmas. So I said to him, look, this is going to be the most cost-effective option. We shook hands. He went away. Then he came back to me and he said, oh, what was the price? Was it this? And tried to go in at a few quid lower. And then I said, no, the price is this. And then he messaged me and said, oh, what I'll probably do is a pay-as-you-go option for now. He told me that's what he was going to do. And I said, I'm sorry, buddy. I don't do pay-as-you-go. I've not done that for 13 years in business. That's not how I do things. And I said, actually, you're trying to barter me on your health and fitness. You've just told me you're a prime risk candidate for stroke and heart attack. And you're trying to barter with me when I can help prolong your life. He was also concerned because his missus-to-be apparently said, don't start now before Christmas because you might not be able to have a drink. Prime risk of a heart attack and a stroke. But we want you to have a drink at Christmas. The world's gone mad, mate. It's gone mad. Needless to say, we didn't get started. No. Bottom line is this. I could have helped the guy, right? But I'm not giving him my services for two a penny. You know, I'm going to change the guy's life. And that is not being arrogant. It's just... I just don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway, let's get rocking and rolling. We've got some good numbers. Give us a like and a share as you come on. 5 reasons why you, might not be you, but a person will not achieve their goals in 2020. Are you ready for this? This is going to be savage. Okay. Number one is your environment. Okay. Now, I don't care. This is going to hurt. And the truth hurts. You can be sat there right now. You're full of cheese. You're full of Baileys, just like me. I haven't had any Baileys today, but I've had a bit of cheese. And you're setting these unrealistic goals. You're telling yourself, I'm going to do this. This is my year. I'm going to crush it. Yeah. Take a look around you. Okay. This is going to be savage. You're going to be leaving your partners now. Okay. Your loved ones need to support you on your journey. Okay. Let me give you an example. You might go on a health kick in January and, you know, you've got your Tupperware and you've got all your veggies and your chicken, all this. But if your other half is ringing you on a Tuesday and going, oh, Joe, I've had a crap day. Let's just get a Chinese and we'll have a bottle of wine. No, it's Tuesday, the 7th of January. You've just done that for the entirety of December. No. This is an example. Okay, your environment, okay, your partner may not be on the same journey as you, but they need to support you on your journey. That's what my partner does. My partner isn't training at the minute, but she knows I am, and she makes me very healthy food when I get home from work. She supports me on my journey. She supports my training. You need somebody that is going to support you and not try and say to you, oh, you know, don't worry about it. Yeah, you know, you get back on it on Monday. You've got to have somebody that is supporting you. Does this make sense? Because your environment is where you work, is where you come home. Like, you might be going to work. I'll tell you what's going to happen now. You're going to go back to work next week, okay? And you got Dave and Tracy in accounts that live off cake all year, but at Christmas were like extra trying to get you to have cake because it's fun. And they're going to come back in after the new year, and they're going to bring all the junk in that they didn't eat, and they're going to start prodding you and saying, come on, have a cake, have this, have that. Oh, you know, it doesn't matter. You have to understand that your environment is going to make or break you. And this was something I didn't realize for years. And then when I did, I was like, whoa, environment. You wouldn't even think about that on a fat loss journey. You just think, I need to go to the gym and eat more vegetables. Mate, easier said than done. I once lived with a good friend of mine who literally would have a Chinese one night, an Indian the next, a pizza the next. We'd go to a local pub and have a burger the next. That was the first week. And I said to him, dude, I can't do this. I can't be. And he never got overweight because he couldn't finish a meal. He would have like half his Chinese. And I'm there going, I'll finish it. So he wasn't healthy, but he never got overweight because he couldn't finish a meal. But I was there polishing off his seconds as a personal trainer going, I can't be doing this. Let me know if this is resonating, guys. Give us a like and a share below. So your environment will make or break you. Your loved one may not be on the same journey as you, but they need to support you. You need to explain to them, listen, in 2020, I want to achieve this. Okay. Will you support me? If they love you, they're going to support you. They're going to know that the weekends might be your downfall. And rather than kind of leading you down the wrong road, actually being supportive of your goals. Doesn't mean you can't have a life. Doesn't mean you can't socialize. But your partners need to be supportive of this. You know, they need to understand that if you're serious about whatever it is in 2020 and you've set this goal and it's going to make you happy if you achieve it, they need to support you. Simple. Okay. That's your first one. If your environment, okay, if you take a good look at your environment could lead you to fail again in 2020. Okay. I can't come and change your work colleagues. I can't come and change your partner, but I can tell you to just take a little bit of an assessment. Okay. I've often said I'm lucky. I'm in a gym. All the lads are coming in there with their chicken and their vegetables, and we've got our protein bars and our shakes. And occasionally it'll be one of the lads' birthdays and we'll have cake. But that's like once a month, not every day. Right. Number two, the second reason why you're not going to achieve your goals in 2020, you've got no plan, right? You don't even have it written down. All you know is that I'm going to lose weight in 2020, or I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You're going to wake up on New Year's Day and all of a sudden you're going to be this new person. Bollocks. Okay. You need to write the goal down. You need a plan. Okay. Somebody said, I want to lose 3 stone in the new year. Okay, cool. When by? Oh, I don't know. I just want to lose 3 stone. No. You need to know when. Because then we do something called reverse engineering. Reverse engineering is when you pick the date you're going to achieve the goal by, and then you start to work backwards to now. So you might want to lose, let's say you want to lose, just because it's easy, and I'm not that good at maths. Let's say you want to lose 52 pounds next year, okay? And you want to lose it by New Year's Eve next year. All you're going to do is you're going to track back 52 weeks. That's a pound a week. That's a 500 calorie deficit a day. It's a 3,500 calorie deficit a week. Now you've got a plan. Keep giving us a like and a share if this is resonating, guys. Right? No plan. People just say, I'm gonna join a gym. I'm going to lose it. You need to write it down. Studies have shown you're 42% more likely to achieve your goal if you write it down and if you look at it every day. Now, you might not want to go down the road of a vision board, but you might want to write something down on paper and keep it in your wallet or put it as a screensaver. You all think this is woo-woo. You all think this doesn't work. Well, you're watching this video. And if you're nodding along because you didn't achieve your goals in 2019, maybe you need a different approach. Because all the talk, that's just gas and air. You need to write it down. You need to get active. My main goals in 2019 was to get back to 85 kilograms. I wrote it down. And then by achieving that goal, running my quickest half marathon in 7 years since the kids were born. Why were they important to me? They were important to me because I doubted myself so many times since the kids were born, with lack of sleep, more stresses, lack of routine, that I actually started to believe I wasn't going to do it. So they were massive for me. And I wrote them down and I had a date and I achieved them. And it was better than anything. And I've just written a long post on it. And I've had some nice holidays this year and done some nice things. But it wasn't as good as achieving that goal. It didn't give me that warm feeling, that sense of pride that it did of achieving that goal. The holidays, all those nice things, icing on the cake to achieving that goal. I had a plan. Life was currently throwing me curveballs and all these things whilst I was trying to execute the plan. But because I had a plan and it was important to me and it was written down, I told people, I persevered. And I want, whilst I'm on this point, okay, you're not going to get a clear 12 weeks. Stop waiting for the perfect time. You're sat there, maybe not you, because any followers of mine, I've tried to sort of drum this into you, but you might be sat there now waiting for New Year's Day. What are you waiting for? Oh, I'll do it when I start back at work. Why are you waiting? Like, time is our most precious commodity and you're all sat there waiting. Like, there's never going to be a perfect time. Just get going. Get going tomorrow. What do you mean you can't do anything on New Year's Eve? Oh, I can't exercise on New Year's Eve. No, can't do that. Well, why? Well, it's not new. I'm not a new person yet. I'm a new person on January the 1st at 12:01. I can't do anything on New Year's Eve. Come on. You need a plan and then you can execute it. Plan. What's the goal? When do you want to achieve it by? Write it down and then start to work backwards. It might not be a weight loss goal. You might say, I'm running a full marathon and I'm going to get this time. My training starts on this date and I'm going to achieve this goal on this date. Okay. Let me just get the number third one. Okay, now this is massive. The third reasons why you won't achieve your goal in 2020 is you don't do any inner work. Oh, here he goes. Treggs is getting all woo-woo on us now. Well, it's up to you whether you take this on board or not, okay? But we've got some good comments and views coming in tonight. The inner work is actually going deep and actually understanding why this is important to you. You see, most of us don't sit down. Most of us don't reflect. Most of us don't take time to think. Most of us don't go inside and say, why do I keep sabotaging? Why? Okay, so it's not my environment because my partner wants me to win. It's not the diet because I can stick to the diet, but I just piss it up on the weekend and I just can't. So why? Why am I sabotaging? Now, when I had CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, we track all the way back to childhood to see where issues or bad patterns emerge. And some of you guys might need to do that work and it might get painful. And then you might realize why you sabotage. It might be stuff that you were told as a kid that you're not good enough. It might have been, you know, you might have been bullied at school. You might have grown up with a bunch of friends that led you into stuff that you shouldn't have gotten into. And all these mechanisms are still there because you think it's the norm. You got to go deep. You got to understand why you keep doing it. Because I wrote a chapter in a book this week. You don't need another diet. You don't need another diet. Everyone knows how to lose weight. You got to burn more than you take in. It's simple. All right. So why isn't everyone doing it? A, your environment is not conducive with your goals. B, you haven't got a plan. You're just saying you want to lose weight or do something in 2020, but you haven't even written it down. You don't even know what it is. And three, you're not doing any inner work. You keep failing every weekend, but you're just starting again and putting even more restrictions on yourself. And you're not asking, why am I sabotaging? Like, what is it? Does it make sense, guys? You don't need another diet. You got to go inside and ask yourself, why do I keep sabotaging? What would life look like if I didn't sabotage? What would life look and feel like if I achieved this goal? How would I walk? How would I talk? You know, would I go down a beach and take my shirt off and feel confident, which is an amazing feeling. And I didn't have that for years after the kids were born. And I can't tell you how good it felt to be running around in Spain with my top off this summer feeling good. That's an amazing feeling, but you've got to take yourself there. You've got to imagine, what's that going to be like? What will happen if I lose the 3 stone? How much more confidence will I have? Because it's not so much the weight loss, it's what comes with the weight loss. The energy, the confidence, the way you hold yourself, the way you walk, the way you talk, the clarity, the way your partner might look at you again. The weight loss is just the byproduct. It's how you feel when you get there. And you need to understand, like, once you go inside and ask yourself all these questions and really study your habits. Why do I keep sabotaging? You know, when my kids were young, the weekends were a nightmare for me. I only realized it via CBT that I was sabotaging by overeating, drinking too much, because I felt trapped. You know, I had 2 young kids. We were in and out of hospital for years. You know, no sleep, no routine. I used to prefer it being at work because I could hide out in the gym. I could go and sleep in the car. Being very honest about this, I'd get to the weekend and I'd be like, oh gosh, shitty nappy, sick, no sleep, tears, screaming. So I sabotaged. And I realized that. It's only when you do that work that you start to realize. So you got to go inside. You don't need another diet. You don't need another diet. Does this make sense, guys? Let me know if it's making sense. So let's just go over those first 3 points. First three reasons you're not going to achieve your goals in 2020. Number one, you don't have the environment to support you, okay? Your loved ones, your work colleagues, your friends and family are not helping you, okay? Brutal, right? I told you it'd be savage. Number two is you got no plan. You just sat there going, I'm going to do it next year. You haven't even wrote down what you want to achieve. You don't know what date you want to achieve it by. You don't know what work that equates to that you have to put in. Number three is you haven't done the inner work. You haven't sat and thought, why do I have these habits? Why have I got these behaviors? Where do they come from? Why do I keep sabotaging? Do I need to paint a new picture of myself? Is it because I don't like myself? Is it because of I developed bad habits growing up with a group of friends that I no longer associate with? Those are the first 3 points, okay? This is a savage one. This is quite savage as well. Number four is, and again, you give up easy. Okay, you're a quitter. I don't mean this in a horrible sense. I'm talking that life might throw you a curveball and you go, oh, sod it. And I'm going to keep saying this to you all the time. There's no perfect time. If you think you're going to wake up on January the 1st and have a clear 12 weeks to go and get on a transformation, you, my friends, are living in cuckoo land, because it ain't going to happen. Okay. Understand life's going to continually throw you curveballs. I had a few curveballs thrown at me last year whilst I was training for my ultimate goal of getting to 85K and running a fast Cardiff half marathon. There was times I wanted to smash my head against a desk and go and bury myself with booze. Instead, I threw myself into my running and my training. I kept focused and said, this is the big thing. I've got to stay on it. But if every time life throws you a curveball, you just sack it off and go down the pub, okay, things are always going to happen. You're always going to get these things, okay? Guess what? You know, you might be super pumped up to achieve your goals on January the 1st. You go back to work. Oh, God, reality's hit. Your kid has a bad night's sleep. You get your credit card bill from Christmas. Oh, sod it. Bollocks to it. And you go and sabotage, okay? So you've quit. You've quit. When life has happened, you've got to stop blaming life and things that are going on for your non-commitment. Like, this thing, like, if you've got a big goal this year, like, you know, you have to do the work. I don't want to just sit here and go, yeah, you know, you just got to get your head in the right place and everything else is going to fall into place. Like, understand, life's going to happen. We're all going to face trials and tribulations this year. But, you know, if you just go and sack it off every time, like, you know, your kid keeps you up all night, or, you know, your brother's auntie isn't well, or you're looking for reasons to quit. Like, I get it, man. Life is stressful. It's super stressful. But you're not going to get that perfect run. Does this make sense, guys? Okay, so, you know, you use external factors to rationale with your lack of commitment. Evening, John. Hope you're good, okay? I see it all the time, and I say to clients, stop blaming external factors. Just commit. Just commit and stop blaming. Like, everyone's got shit going on. So that's the fourth part, the final one, okay? Before I finish, is you have to have a big reason why, okay? So when you do the internal work, this kind of ties in with number three. When you do the internal work, you'll understand why is it important to you. I want to lose 5 stone this year. Why? Well, want to lose 5 stone. No, you don't. Why do you want to lose 5 stone? I want to have more energy. Why do you want more energy? Well, I feel like I can't get going in the morning. I'm just, okay, well, why do you want to be able to get going in the morning? Oh, because I'm miserable. Why is it important that you're not miserable? Oh, because, you know, I'm miserable around my family. It gets them down. Why is it important that you don't get your family down? And you keep chipping away. We call it peeling the onion. So you have to have a reason why. Questions I kept asking myself last year. Why do I want to get back to under 85 kilos? Well, I haven't been that in 10 years. Why is it important? Well, I've been doubting myself since the kids come along, and now I'm older. I don't, you know, even as a trainer, I've got self-doubt. Why is it important that you go and achieve it? Well, I want to write a book, and I want to put myself out there and show that I can do it, even at the age of 41 with 2 kids. Why is that important? Why? Well, if I get a book out, I'm going to help more people, change more lives. Therefore, I need to be the part, look the part, and then I start to think, yeah, this is super important to me. Why do you want to run a fast Cardiff half marathon? Well, I haven't run it in 7 years. Why is it important? Well, I used to love doing these half marathons. I used to do them in this time. And I want to prove to myself and show other clients that I can do it at the age of 40 plus. Why is that important? Well, because if I can do it, then I'm going to inspire more guys. And it's also going to help my business grow. So though you've got to go why all the time. Why is it important? So when you write down your goals for 2020, and I strongly urge you to do so, because if you're just sat there now with no plan, just telling yourself you're going to join a gym, it ain't enough. Take a look around at your environment tonight. Are people supportive of your goals? What about your work colleagues? What about when you go back into work in January on a health kit? They're going to mock you or are they going to support you? Yeah, you're either going to lead or be led. Be the leader. Okay, but you've got to go inside and keep asking yourself, why didn't I achieve in 2019 if you didn't? Why do I sabotage? Why do I show these habits on the weekend? Why do I quit? Why do I blame external factors? Now, why is it important to me that I achieve my goals in 2020 and go deep and just keep peeling those layers back? Otherwise, you're going to be sat there 12 months from now telling yourself the same old story. This is all said with love. And I hope a lot of you have had a great year. And if you've had a great year, I can probably tell you it's because you achieved some goals, some goal in some shape or form, whether it's health and fitness, financial, business. But we need goals. I quoted Albert Einstein earlier in a post, and he said, if you want to live a great life, you know, attach it to a goal, not people or objects. Like, I see this all the time. People saying, I'll be happy when I go on holiday. I'll be happy when I get that car. I'll be happy when. You know, I watched Tyson Fury montage this morning. It popped up on my feed. And he said, you know, I had millions in the bank, but I was fat, lazy, and miserable. And all that money didn't mean anything. He said, I'm happier now giving my money away. Sure, he's got money. But because I attach my mental health and my happiness to achieving physical goals. He said, my goal is to be happy. My goal is to be happy. And that comes from health and fitness. I'm working on my health and fitness every day and going to the gym and all these things. All right. So if you've had a good year, I know Robert's had a great year. And I bet you a lot of that comes down to the fact he's achieved his physical goals. I always say this, you know, you have a nice holiday, you drive a nice car, you earn decent money. Oh, that's a bonus. Oh, that's a bonus. But ultimately, it comes down to how you feel in yourself, right? We all want to feel good. We all want to feel better. And this is why I keep saying to you, just saying you're going to lose weight in the new year, it's not enough, okay? So I hope you've got some value from this, guys, all right? Okay, if you need a little bit more support in 2020, our Back on Track 6-week online program is open now. There's a link above to join. Okay, here's something I had a rant about earlier. Okay, listen, if you like the kind of value that I give you here and you want to work with me in a deeper level in a paid capacity, okay, then you can. You can invest in that 6-week program. Oh, but it costs money. Yes, of course it costs money. Yeah, so what? It's a crime to invest in your health and fitness. Just let that sink in, guys, all right? Everybody been pissing it up and partying over Christmas, and I get that, and it's, you know, everyone's skint now, but don't skimp on your health and fitness, okay? Fucking have a bit of self-respect. Right, guys, I'm off. I'm going to go and catch the arrows with my dad, and I will talk to you all later. I hope you like this. Give it a like and a share. A little bit more of a brutal one tonight, but I just want to be straight with you, especially with New Year's Eve tomorrow. Have a great evening, guys.
You've been listening to 30 Plus Men's Fitness. You can find us by searching 30 Plus Men's Fitness on Facebook or by visiting 30plusmensfitness.com. You've taken the first step to getting fit and healthy. We'll see you next time.